はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはようアイスランド、
ヨシです。
タケです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 68. As always brought to you by Air Claren, the translation and interpretation specialists. All right, look at this, a king's court. Oh, guys.
All right.
How do you feel about that, Take?
はい、久しぶりです、タケです。
久しぶりですね。
はい。
Okay, we're back with part two of the past tense of adjectives. Now, we got into this yesterday. We're going to get a little further today because this is an important topic and we're going to try and cover all the bases. We're going to continue with yesterday's conversation. So, Suzuki-kun, how do you think you did on yesterday's test?
楽勝。
We'll see about that. All right, here we go.
ああ、鈴木くん。昨日のテストのことですが。
ああ、あの試験は優しかったですね。とにかく物足りなかったです。
じゃあ、結果が楽しみですね。
もう結果はわかりますから、楽しみではありません。
私はもう点数を見ましたよ。
満点でしょ ?F 組のトップでしょ。
いやー、鈴木くんは自信満々だね。しかし。
違いますか？
実は、学校初の0点でした。
0点？もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
鈴木くん、昨日のテストのことですが。
ああ、あの試験は優しかったですね。とにかく物足りなかったです。
じゃあ、結果が楽しみですね。
もう、結果はわかりますから、楽しみではありません。
私はもう、点数を見ましたよ。
満点でしょう？ F 組のトップでしょう。
いや、鈴木くんは自信満々だね。しかし、
違いますか？
実は学校初の0点でした。
0点？次はピーターの英語が入ります。
鈴木くん、昨日のテストのことですが。
Mr. Suzuki, about your test yesterday.
ああ、あの試験は優しかったですね。
ああ、that test was easy.
とにかく物足りなかったです。
Anyway, it wasn't enough.
じゃあ、結果が楽しみですね。
So, you look forward to the results?
もう、結果はわかりますから、楽しみではありません。
As I already know the results, it's nothing to look forward to.
私はもう点数を見ましたよ。
I have already seen the score.
満点でしょ？
Perfect score, right?
F 組のトップでしょ。
Top of class F, right?
いや、鈴木くんは自信満々だね。
Ah, Mr. Suzuki, you're brimming with confidence. But...
違いますか？
I'm wrong?
実は。
The truth is.
学校初の0点でした。
This is the first time we've had a zero at the school.
0点?
Huh? Zero?
Oh no!
How do you feel about that, Yoshi?
I feel bad.
Yeah?
I don't know what I did wrong.
Take, what do you think of that?
鈴木くんは頭が悪かったんですね。
All right, let's get into today's vocabulary on that note. Okay, Natsuko, first word.
物足りない。
Not enough. Something missing.
物足りない。物足りない。
Natsuko, can you give us an example?
富士山を見ませんでしたので、物足りない気分です。
Yoshi, one more time.
富士山を見ませんでしたので、物足りない気分です。
Because I didn't see Mount Fuji, I just feel like something's missing. It's quite a good word, very useful.
Yes, right.
Well, I guess if there's certain things lacking in your life.
I see.
Now, if it's enough, what can we use?
満足
Satisfied.
Mm-hmm.満足
Now, the interesting thing about these two words, one more time, please.
物足りない
Not enough and
満足
is one Chinese character is the same.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's the one you just gave us, the opposite?
満足
Satisfied. The characters for this word, the first one means what, Natsuko?
Full.
Full. Natsuko, can you give us an example using satisfied?
お腹いっぱいで満足です。
Yoshi, can you repeat that?
お腹いっぱいで満足です。
I'm full and I'm satisfied. Oh, I would love to be feeling that feeling right now.
Let's go to eat ramen.
Okay, what do we have next?
優しい
Easy
優しい優しい
This word's a bit tricky because there's another word exactly the same as this. But the way you tell the difference is by the Chinese character.
Mm-hmm.
Stop by and check out the PDF because inside the PDF, you'll see the Chinese character for this one. And this
優しい
means easy, as in
簡単
So this is the meaning behind this
優しい
But there's also another
優しい
And that one means
Kind, gentle
Yes So while the words are the same, you have to be quite careful when you're writing. You definitely don't want to write that this test is kind
Right
So stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the PDF Okay, in the dialogue, we had
優しかった
And this is?
It was easy.
Again, the past tense of E adjective. And how do we form that? Just a quick recap.
You drop E and add かった
There it is. Again, this is the informal past. But in the dialogue, we actually had the formal, which would make it
優しかったです
Yes. Again, with E adjectives, the difference between the polite And the informal is
です
at the end. The polite has it and the informal doesn't. Next up,
結果
result.
結果結果
Yoshi, have you had any results recently?
No.
Okay. How about blood test? Do we have a blood test result?
Ah, 血液検査の結果
All right. Quite long. One more time, please, Yoshi.
血液検査の結果
And how about a test result?
試験の結果
One more time, Yoshi. Give us the previous example.
血液検査の結果
And Natsuko, give us the test result.
試験の結果
Now, what's the particle right before 結果 in both of those examples?
の
Yes, again, you put no, the possessive, right before 結果、
mm-hmm.
And something comes before that. As, for example, we can do result of the game.
試合の結果
So we have no plus
結果
And the noun goes in front.
Right.
Now, how do we say math test?
数学の試験
Again, we need the possessive
の
for the test. And what kind of test is it?
数学
So the math test is
数学の試験
Yes. And then we say the result of the math test
数学の試験の結果
Yes, lots of possessives going on. But again, before 結果 we have the no.
Yes.
Next up
楽しみ
Look forward to
楽しみ楽しみ
And in the dialogue, what did we have?
結果が楽しみです
Look forward to the result. Now, we just had a nice vacation, didn't we?
Yes.
And before the vacation, could we say, look forward to Golden Week?
Mm-hmm.
And how would we say that?
Golden Week が楽しみ
Yoshi.
Yes?
Are you looking forward to something?
Yes.
What?
将来が楽しみです
What was that word you gave us for? Forward-looking person, Natsuko?
前向き
Yes, you're a very forward-looking person. What do we have next?
点数
Okay, and this is?
Score.
Score. Break it down.
点数 点数
Now, interesting thing about these characters...Today we're talking about a lot of Chinese characters because, you know, we want to get a bit deeper into the meanings of the words.
I see.
What are the two characters that make up this word?
Ten and su.
Now, what does ten mean?
Point.
Points. Okay. And then the next one?
Number.
There it is. Number of points.
Yes.
Your score.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best score you can get? And our next vocabulary word?
満点
Perfect score. Break it down.
Ma, n, te, n, 満点
Now, just a minute ago, we gave you the word for satisfaction.
Oh, yeah, right.
And what's that word?
満足
Now, what's the first part of that word?
満
And what did that mean?
Full.
Now, what's the word for perfect score?
満点
Yes. Same character. Mm-hmm. Again, full
満
of points.
Ten.
Full points.
Yes.
And this translates to perfect score.
Right.
So, 満足 満点 Anything else we have?
満月
What's this?
Full moon.
Break it down.
満月 満月
And inside the dialogue, we have one more word involving
満
And that word is?
自信満満
Okay.This is actually two words put together. Now, what's the first word we have in there?
自信
And this is?
Confidence.
What's the next word we have in there?
満満
And this is?
Full or filled with.
Yes, really filled with because it's the same character twice.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the character?
満
Which means?
Full.
And it's two, back to back. It's written a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Check out the PDF if you're interested in that.But the point is that it's full, full.
Yes, you're repeating the same thing.
Yes.
To stress how it's full.
Really full. So what was the first part you gave us?
自信
And break that down.
自信
And then we have?
満満
So you're brimming with confidence. Cocky, borderline cocky. Yoshi's a pretty confident guy.
Right.
Yoshi, is this your motto, your slogan?
Of course.
Oh, Yoshi, you are too much. Next we have?
初の
The first.
初の初の
First, let's look at what we had in the dialogue.
学校初の
The school's first. So could you give us another example?
史上初の
What's this, Natsuko?
First in history.
I like it a lot. One more time, one more time.
史上初の
Yoshi, one more time.
史上初の
Next.
零点
Zero. Why are you laughing, Natsuko?
No. 零点
That's gotta hurt.
Yeah, kind of hopeless.
Right? Don't you get a few points for signing your name?
Some teachers do.
Maybe he spelled his name wrong. Suzuki, what happened over there?
Maybe I forgot to write my name down.
Wrong from the start. Next.
F 組
F group. Class F.
F 組
Now, Japanese classes are broken up into...
Gumi.
So, Natsuko, I don't know about this too well. Can you explain this to us a bit? Japanese middle schools and high schools are broken up into certain classes?
Yes. There are certain classrooms, usually made up of 25 to sometimes 40 students in one class. And they're usually given the same schedule for taking lessons.
Now, do they move classes?
Yes, when the grade goes up, they usually change the class.
Oh, no. But for 1 year, their room stays the same and the teacher changes?
Yes, right.
You know, because in the U.S., it's the teacher that stays and mm-hmm. the students move.
Oh, right. There are some subjects that use the specific classroom, like art, and students move. But they move in the same unit, like class F.
All goes together.
Yes.
Interesting. Really interesting. Yeah, I kind of like moving around. I like the change of scenery. Like the bell would ring, we'd get up and move.
Right.
All right. See you tomorrow.
また明日ね。